The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji.
We see from the ayat of the Quran, the way Allah addresses humanity, that the words are meant to evoke a sense of communal being, a sense of being together. And so as I move on, let me go to two verses of the Quran, and I'll try to be very brief in them. How do we determine or recognize that we live within a healthy and a vibrant Islamic community, or at least we've started to develop a vibrant community? The first verse is from chapter number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 143. And in this verse, Allah says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونُوا رَسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. Allah says, and thus have we made you a middle nation, ummatan wasata, that you may be witnesses over the people, and that the apostle, the Rasul, may be a witness over you. So there are a few things in the verse. I'm going to skip what Allah means about ummatan wasata, this middle nation. But the point that Allah is also bringing is that liyakunu shuhada ala nas, that we as the ummah of Rasulullah, we become witnesses over people, shuhada ala nas. Scholars have offered various interpretations what it means to be a shaheed or a witness over humanity. And here, keep in mind, the word shaheed doesn't mean a martyr, you know, because most of the time we hear the word shaheed, we think, oh, shuhada and the shaheed of Karbala. But the Quran, from the best of my recollection, never uses the word shaheed or shuhada in the meaning of a martyr, somebody who is killed in the way of Allah. That is a later, we can say, definition, just as hijab took on a later definition of what our sisters are wearing today. So the way that we can better understand to be a shuhada, the witnesses over humanity, is that through you and I following the pattern of Rasulullah, the sunnah of the messenger, and the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, that we become people in our society that others look up to for guidance. That we become the paragons of what it means to be the perfect community. That people look at us and say, oh, those Muslims over there, you know, they have the best social welfare system. Right? That people can come to us and we have a food bank, let's say the Muslim food bank, and that we allow everybody to come and partake from it. That we have homes for our seniors and our elderly in our community. And that we don't only have a seniors home, but we run it in the best way. Not like what you see in the media today, that seniors are abused. Today I was reading an article on CBC News where a woman working in a seniors home was charged with stealing the wallet of one of the elderly people living there. We have to create these institutions, yes, for our own people, but that they become such an example that others say, we should be like the Muslims. Right? We should be like them. We should set up, you know, food hampers or food shelters. We should set up homes for the elderly. And not only set it up, but be the best possible. You know, we should have all of these things in the best way, so that we can live up to the ideals of this verse of becoming shuhada ala nas, that people would turn to Muslims and say, well, look, they've done it, they've made it, we can do the same thing. We do this today, don't we? We say, well, that particular community, you know, they're so far ahead, we should be like them. We should be involved in the economic system, in entertainment, and here and there like they are. We are unfortunately look to others and say, we should be like them. But do we ever say that we should become the people that others say we should be like the Muslims? Right? We should have the best system. The next verse, and I will end with this for tonight, is from chapter number 3, Surat Ali Imran, verse 110. And here Allah says something, again, very unique in the Quran, addressing the Muslim community, addressing Rasulullah and the Muslims. He says, "Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas," that you are the best community, the best ummah raised up for humanity, for all of humanity. Is it because we pray a lot of namaz and we say a lot of salat? Probably not. Is it because of our fasting? Is it because of hajj? It's because of none of these things. Allah says, "Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas, ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah." It's because you encourage to good. You are advocates of goodness in society. And you are people who are trying to dissuade and keep evil away, to trying to make a balance in the society. You're trying to stop harm from coming to people. You're trying to make sure that there is this balance of goodness in humanity and in the society. Now, when Allah labels us as the best, "Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas," this, as we know, has nothing to do with racial superiority. We're not like other religions that claim that they're God's chosen people, you know, that they have some claim and hereditary right over a piece of land in the Middle East. No, we don't believe that. And they believe it, unfortunately. They're seriously mistaken for stealing people's land and treating people worse than they treat animals. But as Muslims, we don't believe we're the best because of nationalism or any kind of discriminatory reasons. But we are the best if we follow the tradition of Islam. But being the best doesn't mean that we have this pride and arrogance to ourselves. And we say, "Well, I'm the best, so people have to serve me. People come and do what I want them to do." No, actually, on the flip side, when Allah says that we are the best, it means that we become the best servants for humanity. Right? Not that people should serve us. Rather, we should be serving the people. Hadith tell us from the Prophet, when it comes to management and administration, the Prophet says the best of people is the one who is the most helpful to other people. So being the best ummah, khayru ummatin ukhrijat linnas, means how are we giving back to the society? How much are we giving back to the people that we live around? Right? How are we even attracting them to look at Islam? What are we doing for them to recognize the beauty of the teachings? Because being a good Muslim doesn't just mean we do our obligations in a building. It doesn't mean we go out in the streets and have a procession or a protest and hang, you know, fly banners and flags in different languages that nobody understands. No, if we want to be the best nation, if we want to show people, you know, put your money where your mouth is, then as the Quran says, that you encourage to good. You are advocates of goodness in society. You stand for social justice. You stand against the corruption in the society. And God knows we have enough corruption in the world today from our governments at different levels. But if we want to be the best ummah brought up for humanity, the best jama'at brought up for humanity, it doesn't just mean that we serve the best, you know, food in Ramadan. We have a buffet menu that comes out a month before Ramadan of the food, right? That's not being the best ummah. But being the best ummah means you are acting on the principles of the teachings of the Quran and the teachings of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad, alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Because believe you me, brothers and sisters, that if the boat begins to sink, we all go down with it, you know. You have the ocean here, you have those people that have boats in the marina. The Prophet gave us an example of that. He says in this very beautiful hadith, where imagine there is a boat, and there's a few people, and one person's at the top of the boat, another person's in another area, one person's at the lower deck of the boat. And the hadith says, what if that person at the lower deck, he takes a hand drill, and he begins to put a hole in the boat. And the people upstairs began to scream, "What are you doing? Putting a hole in the boat? You're going to drown us all." And that person calmly says, "Well, this is my part of the boat. I can do whatever I want with it. Why are you worried about it? Right? Not recognizing that when that hole is made in the boat and the water begins to seep in, yes, the guy on the bottom will drown, but everybody with him will drown. And similar is what we see in the world today. If the sunnah of Allah is any indication, when a community did not encourage to good and forbid from evil, then not only did the bad people of the society feel the wrath of Allah, but the so-called good people who kept their mouths shut because it wasn't politically wise to speak out against aggression or oppression, they also feel the wrath of Allah.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.